All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that might be the worst Italian accent we've ever heard. Thank you, Roberto. You actually sounded Russian. I don't know what that was.
I was trying to figure that one out myself.
Rico, he was one step from saying, pay that man his money. Yeah.
There's a little taste of everything.
He beat
there.
Me.
It's a whole lot of people going to say they were offended by that one. Like, I don't know what he was.
What? Oh, my God. Yeah, this show's being broadcast in, what was it, Sochi. All right, listen, I got to do this. We're going to get into the Big Ten madness here at 3 o'clock as we try to sort through it all. And I know, Roberto, you're doing some DIY stuff. I'm doing some DIY stuff. I think planet Earth right now with COVID is we're doing more stuff to our homes, in our homes, etc. And I want to say at the top, this is not important. Like, I know this. Getting the product to work is not important. It's not. It's inconsequential in the grand scheme of my life. But I have to tell you, pre-show, like, you know, I put the show sheet together early. I give myself a window to get other stuff done. I needed to shower before the show because I had worked myself into a lather of fury. And, like, you know, when you're struggling with something, like, it's why I don't do Rubik's Cubes because they just piss me off and I would end up sweating in anger. I was trying to make these LED light strips work. I wanted to change the lighting in my bar. And again, totally inconsequential, but it's like, yeah, I wanted to change the lighting for the booze. No big deal, right? But boy, I'll tell you, I can't get them to... everything's smart now. Everything is smart now. It can't just be an effing light. It's got to be a smart light, which means... got to involve the Wi-Fi, or you got to involve an app, and you got to do this and that. And then, Roberto, Rico, I couldn't, it didn't matter what I did. It just, I sat there staring at the pinwheel of death as it's connecting. And then you go to troubleshooting, and I'm starting to get angry because, you know, you watch the video from the product's YouTube, and it's like, oh, your light will connect. In a snap. And you want to put a bullet in your laptop. And
well,
then
did you simply just restart your Wi-Fi?
Oh, no. It gets better.
You have to do that.
Gets better. The troubleshooting. Oh, here are their steps. You think they give you a button for a factory reset or anything? No. Just plug it in and unplug it 5 times with a specific 1-second count between. Plug it in, plug it out, plug it in, plug it out. Plug it into your ass, take it out, plug it in, plug it out. Factory reset. It's the lights start blinking. They're going crazy. I'm going, okay, that's the factory reset. I go back in. It doesn't work. Then it doesn't recognize the router. I finally, and thank God my wife wasn't home. She took the dogs to run some errands.
Oh, man.
Guys, I was by myself, and I literally was like Andy Dufresne after he crawled through the tube of poop and screamed into the sky. I just yelled, you mother effing prickly. And I took this strip of lights and hurled it across the room. I was livid. So right now, there's a strip of lights in the man cave. Somewhere after I whipped him across the room, The app has been deleted off my phone. I took a shower because I was so upset. And it's just hanging over my head now because I've got to get this right. It'll be tonight's challenge. So man, that was like my treat after watching the Giants get their dinkers blown off by the Steelers. Please. I just wondered, has anybody else with an utterly useless product that seemingly is easy ended up in full meltdown mode like I was about an hour ago?
Yes.
I wish your wife was home because I like when she hears like that, sweater mother's little scratch of mother's down.
Mike,
I literally screamed, "You mother effing prickly!" And I just,
yeah. Mike, how about this? Trying to swap out a thermostat seems like it's very simple. Took a photo of the wires. Yep. This is how it's supposed to go. Okay, and it was the new smart one that you could do the app on your phone. Turned off the power, reinstalled all the wires, turned it back on. And nothing but heat is blowing out where it's supposed to be AC.
Everything
wouldn't be that
smart.
Bad, right? Except I was actually doing this at a house in Arizona. So now heat is blowing in the middle of summer. And I'm not only You're sweating, but I'm so upset. Like, dear God, I'm going to have to call an AC guy and he is going to charge up the yin yang.
Oh, yeah.
And just laugh at me.
You look like one of those dudes that gets baptized in the Detroit River. Like they're 40 years old, but they're turning to God, and they dip them in the water.
Man.
That's what's Rico standing by the thermostat.
Man, speaking of, I'm cutting deals in prayers. Like, just please, God, let this AC work. I'm thinking, okay, put the old one back on, right? Wrong. It's still blowing out. At this point, I have no idea what happened. Finally, after rebooting and just taking everything off meticulously, resetting everything, the AC came out with the old unit. I'm like, you know what? I'm not touching this thing. I'm done. I quit. I was with you, Mike. I was ready to throw that thing down the street. It's that level and anger, that frustration, because they make you seem like you're a complete idiot because it's so smart.
I feel like a functioning idiot.
A three-year-old can get this to work.
And the lights are sitting there. And the worst thing is you watch some of these asses on YouTube and they're like, oh, it's just so easy. What a product. And you're like, I'm sorry. Did I get like the lousy one? Did I get the faulty one? I got to figure it out, though. I have to. Mm-hmm. I can't not
can't
figure
let it
out.
Go. Can't
no.
let it go.
No. No.
Guys, I got a feeling I'm probably going to be doing a part of this show. Just me and you, David.
Well, yeah, I think it would be cool for you to try to do it. Try to put it together during the show. Keep working.
You don't want me to. Literally, you don't want me doing that. We won't have a show because that's the problem, too. And I don't know if people are like this. When I work on things, whether it's manual labor or whether it's something tiny, easy, you know, one of these smart devices, my language, I turn into like a dirty sailor on the docks, F word, every other word. It's just, it's bad. My language gets bad. Like a Dave Warner short side jet sweep. I turn into the dad from A Christmas Story. Profanity becomes currency.
Well, see, Mike.
And I just was getting angrier and angrier. And I'm like, you know, the worst part is you can't talk to anybody. You can't pick up the phone and go, hello, light company.
Oh.
My product's effed. Help me. You can't do that. Oh, follow these easy steps. And then you're staring at your phone. Your phone's looking back at you. And you just want to yell at your phone. It's Jesus.
Or Mike, even better, when you're trying to get that live voice. And okay, but before we get to that person, could you please
help
say
you.
In a few words what's wrong? It's not
Have
working.
You noticed now what
I don't
they're
understand
doing?
That.
They're putting the fake keyboard in the background like it's a person checking on the info you gave them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a total lie.
Mm-hmm.
Total lie. Oh, let me see if I can help you. And here's what you hear. And you go, oh my God, they're actually helping me. No, they're not. It's a robot.
Yeah, and then you finally end up just screaming at the phone, I need a representative, I need an operator, I need a live voice.
Oh, dude, I always break down into that where they're like, I didn't quite get that. And you're just screaming in the phone, customer service, customer service, customer
help,
service.
Help. Expired, expired.
Expired. And they're just telling you, I didn't quite get that. Let's try something else. F you, customer service.
It's the worst.
The worst part, my wife's going to come home and go, what, the lights still don't work? And we go, no, that's 6 p.m. I got to get back to that. And the lousiest thing is it's an LED strip of smart lights, and I hurled it with the force of Nolan Ryan, but it just whipped in the breeze and went like 4 feet.
I can just imagine ridiculous. She comes home, and it's like the place is a mess. Like, Mike, I had the dog, so I don't know what happened here. Should I just leave you? Yes. Oh, leave me alone for a little bit.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, no, and I wondered if people and again, with a useless product. We're not talking about, hey, you know, I have a leak. There's water flying out of a bad garbage disposal. That's a serious thing. Like, all it's right. Okay to get upset. I'm talking utterly useless DIY. Yeah.
Something that was supposed to take 5 minutes.
1,000%. I was all excited because I've been building this new bottle step at the bar out of some reclaimed lumber to like put the bottles on, and you want to have a little strip. I had built like a little canal for the strip to sit in so they weren't visible, but they give off the light. I go, oh, look, the lights are here. This will be good. I got about an hour before I need to get back to work. Oh, the videos make it seem 15 seconds. You'll have your lights in a snap. And you're like, this is great. I was left in shambles, sweating and cursing and just like, I hate everything. I was so pissed. And now the worst part is the way my personality is, I know that's waiting for me at 6 o'clock. Like, I know that is going to be the feature of my night.
Can't let it go.
I will get those to work.
I know. Because you become so obsessed. Mike, that five-minute thermostat took hours before I finally got that thing to work.
I hate that.
Meanwhile, David's sitting there looking at all of us like, what do you mean you did it yourself? You're looking at a guy who hasn't done anything short of wipe his booty in a decade.
You are exactly right. Just you don't pay do somebody. Things just,
you don't, you know?
No, I don't do that.
You just pay somebody.
Pay someone. You know why? Because I don't want the frustration. I don't want the heartache.
But David, it's the satisfaction time. When you get it to work. It's like, okay, boom, 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 done.
It's also satisfaction when somebody I paid to do it did it, and I can sit back down and relax.
Right, your time is more valuable than ours.
No, obviously. It's not more valuable, but it's just say, that's I don't want to do lie. It. That's all.
No, I mean it's you can't call people for everything. There are certain things that don't even meet the bar. Oh yeah, you imagine if you called an electrician, and by the way, all electricians are like 6 weeks out right now. Apparently, everybody is doing electric things in their home right now. Yep. Can you imagine if you called an electrician and went, "Hey, listen, I need help hooking up this smart LED strip." They'd be like, click.
What?
Get the hell out of here. Yeah, David goes, call somebody.
No, what you
end up paying $150 for a $30 strand of lights.
Let me put you on hold and then their five-year-old, hello?
No, what you do is you just get the whole basement redone and then they do that too.
Jeez. David turns a $30 project into a $50,000 project. Well done, David.
Taking out a home equity loan.
Yeah, David's taking out the HELOC so he could change an LED strip.
Right.
I just wondered if anybody had that, because that's where my head's at today as we try to sort out the Big Ten and whether they're playing football. Go ahead, Rico.
Now, here's one quick ticket text. Just bought a new house. Surprisingly, it was a pretty painless process. I had a more stressful time trying to change the locks on the door. My language turned into a sailor. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying it. Love technology. Until it doesn't love you back. Mm-hmm. These smart devices are the Antichrist.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.